Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Inspiring business performance.
Van Halen bringing us back. A little jump music there, one of their best. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. It's just the two of us. And I've got some things I want to talk about. As you know, every week I take a segment or two and talk about things that are on my mind, things I've been thinking about and want to share with you, just the two of us. And today I want to talk about... I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Now, this is the title lyric, as you probably may know, of a country song by Dierks Bentley. And it's about a boy letting a pretty girl get him in a whole lot of trouble on their first date. If you get a chance to watch that video, it's pretty funny. Of course, there's often no accounting for the unintended consequences of affairs of the heart. But when these words are in the head of a small business owner, it's probably due to an ill-advised decision that caused the proverbial winged sack of money to fly away. I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Is often the financial post-mortem lament of the passionate but too impulsive startup entrepreneur. How many times have I looked in the mirror? How many times have you looked in the mirror? And in some fashion or form said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Being passionate about starting a business is very important. To be passionate is important, right? But the business failure rate would drop like a stone if more newbies understood that success in business requires more than desire, more than passion. It takes total commitment and knowledge of your industry and how to operate a business, especially the financial part of it, like cash flow. And and all those things have to remain. They have to be sustainable. They have to be devoted to after the passion fades, because that's what happens. The passion will get you out of the ground. The passion will make you do something that you might not have otherwise done. Maybe that was a good thing. It has been for me. But eventually, when the reality hits you right between the eyes, the reality of operating a business, the indifference of the marketplace to your very existence, let alone your success, when that slaps you right upside the face, then that's when the passion kind of goes away. And you're left with the blocking and tackling. You're left with the X's and O's. You're left with the fundamentals. The operating, the industry, knowing what to do, and, of course, as you've heard me say many times before, believing in yourself. Sometimes that lament, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking, is made by an established business owner. I've done that myself. For an established business owner for whom it's less ominous, only in that being established assumes that you've got enough financial critical mass to absorb a mistake. When you're a startup, if you make a big mistake, you probably can't absorb that. When you've got an established business, maybe you could ride it out, right? A mentor once told me, sales cures most business ills. And that's what he was talking about. If you can have problems, you can make mistakes. As long as you got sales coming in, you can ride out those kind of troubles, usually. But this is not complicated, folks. Fixing business mistakes costs money, and unlike a startup, if you have customers, you're more likely, but by no means guaranteed, to be able to overcome the impact of a bad decision where you have just said, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? But with all that experience, why would a seasoned pro commit a rookie mistake? Well, when a veteran says, I know what I was feeling, but what was I thinking? Look for a severe attack of ego. The usual scenario is when someone is successful at one thing and believes he or she can do anything. See this all the time. The road to business failure is paved with the assets of seasoned owners who didn't understand that in any given new venture, they should always think of themselves as a startup again. Only this time, with more to lose, probably, right? Because you're established, you got more to lose, and possibly a beefed up ego because you've had some success in the past. So, and mixing ego with capital, this, now that you're established, you probably got more capital. Mixing ego and your capital, especially the borrowed kind, because now that you're established, you also probably have some credit available. Mixing ego and capital, especially the borrowed kind, is a dangerous cocktail that has taken down many a smart small business owner. So, another mentor once said to me, desperate people do desperate things. Sometimes owners don't see market and industry shifts until it's too late, and in their attempt to save themselves, they seek I-know-what-I-was-feeling solutions that just happen to conform to what they desperately want to see. What was I thinking is the lament of the desperate who disregard that reality and didn't get its name, which in that reality didn't get its name by being wrong. So, you know, this thing about being established, when you're a startup, you're going to say, I know what I was feeling, what was I thinking a lot. But when you're established, you're also going to say it. But back to this thing about now that I've had some success and I know I can do this, that means I can do anything. I've seen people build a multi-million dollar organization, sell it, and get it multi-millions of dollars. And they were so smart, they worked so hard, they were visionary, they did all the things right. Their story is a clinic on how to start a business and run it and grow it and cash out and have the American dream. A clinic. And yet, in the end, they went and tried to do something else with that same money that they just got from their other company and thought they could do anything, and they literally lost all that money in the new venture because they didn't realize that in the new venture, I'm now a startup like I used to be. So with any new venture, passion and ego must be tempered with research, reason, and reality. In love, impulsiveness can be cute, but in business, it's a straight line to failure. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassing. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.